This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. During his Sikkim visit, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in the state and address the gathering on the occasion. Later, Mr. Modi will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts. Further, he will visit Bihar and inaugurate the new terminal building of Patna Airport. The next day, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees in Karakat, Bihar. He will also address a public function. Thereafter, he will visit Uttar Pradesh to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 20,900 crore rupees at Kanpur Nagar while addressing a public function. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. In South Africa, the all-party delegation led by NCP, SCP Supriya Sule advocated India's zero tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. They emphasized the need to stop differentiating the terrorists and their backers, dismantling the cross-border terrorism infrastructure developed and used against India for several decades. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Under Secretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The two also discussed the early convening of the India-US Strategic Trade Dialogue to deepen tech and trade collaboration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Savarkar was a true son of Mother India and even the harshest tortures of the British government could not shake his devotion towards the motherland. Mr. Modi added that the grateful nation can never forget the saga of his indomitable courage and struggle in the freedom movement.
Savarkar ji ka vyaktitva visheshtaon se bhara tha. शस्त्र और शास्त्र दोनों के उपासक संवेदनशील कवि होने के साथ साथ वे साहसिक क्रांतिकारी भी थे कविता और क्रांति दोनों को साथ लेकर चले यह वीर सावरकर ही थे जिन्होंने निर्भीक होकर लिखा कि 1857 में जो कुछ भी हुआ वो कोई विद्रोह नहीं था बल्कि आजादी की पहली लड़ाई थी
Maharashtra has witnessed a trail of destruction over the past 3 days as relentless rainfall claimed 8 lives and wreaked havoc across several districts. 3 deaths were reported from Pune, 2 from Jalna and 1 each from Mumbai, Raigad and Ahilyanagar. Causes ranged from lightning strikes and wall collapses to falling trees and drowning incidents. 2 people have sustained injuries and are undergoing treatment at government hospitals. Recently, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis directed the administration to provide immediate ex gratia compensation to the families of the deceased and also against the crop damages under existing disaster relief norms. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, Maharashtra CM instructed officials to conduct urgent assessments of damage to crops, homes and infrastructure. Meanwhile, the monsoon situation in Maharashtra is still similar to yesterday. In French Open tennis, Carlos Alcaraz, Iga Swiatek and Aryna Sabalenka will be seen in action in second round at Roland-Garros, Paris today. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat hosts Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB overhauled the target in 18.4 overs. With this win, RCB secured a top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to the qualifier 1, where they will face Punjab Kings tomorrow. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses amid mixed global cues in the forenoon trade today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.